And this year, the plants are all locally produced in my greenhouse here in Taylor Ridge. And they're from seed, locally collected seed. And this is a way for people to establish small gardens or incorporate these native plants into their existing landscape in order to benefit the pollinators. And pollinators are butterflies, bees, birds, beetles, all the things that we depend on for to pollinate our plants and fruits and vegetables. The access for the sale is through the Soil and Water Conservation District website. It's rockislandswcd.org, and you can look at the different groups of plants that are available on there and place your order through the website. And orders will be taken until June 8th, and you can pick up the plants on June 11th in Milan.
And then you're having a pop-up sale too. Can you explain some of the parameters to that?
That one, we're just to for people that want to buy just specific plants and don't want to buy the groups and the pollinator pockets, they can stop by the garage at Taylor Living Garages in Milan, and they can stop there Friday, June 12th, and then Saturday morning on June 13th, and they can just pick out what's left and purchase the plants that way too.
Do you have to be a Rock Island County resident, or like if some of our Mercer County listening audience, if they want to purchase any of these native pollinator plants, can they do so?
Yeah, anybody's welcome to stop by.
All right.
Don't have to live in Rock Island County.
All right. And can you just kind of explain again, you know, there's been a lot of attention to, you know, a lot of the you know, these pollinator issues. Why is this important? If you could kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, the pollinators have been in decline recent years, and there's a number of reasons why. Probably the number one is their loss of habitat for food and nesting sources. Some other things might be chemical use, and there's diseases too that affect the honeybees and other pollinators. So it's important that we like restore some of that habitat, and it doesn't have to be a huge field. It can be a little small garden in your backyard, and or incorporating the native plants into your existing landscape is a good way to do it as well. So that's the reason for the sale, is that the plants are intended to be used on small areas and small plantings that people can do in their backyards and small plots of land.